On Valentine's Day, Jimmy Johnson tells us how fans show him the love.
You know, the ultimate fandom for me and expression of fondness for a driver is the tattoo.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is what it sounds like when real people find out Chevy's the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for cars, trucks, and SUVs 2 years in a row.
I am so impressed.
I think that's great, especially 2 years in a row.
Chevy's stepping up.
That's for sure.
Get behind the wheel and see for yourself why Chevrolet keeps bringing home awards for dependability. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Awards based on 2013 and 2014 model year vehicles. 2017, most dependable small car, large SUV, large heavy-duty pickup, and midsize sporty car. 2016, most dependable midsize car, compact SUV, large heavy-duty pickup, and midsize sporty car. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seven-time champ Jimmy Johnson was asked one of the more unusual questions during Media Day at Daytona, or at least gave one of the better answers. He said on Valentine's Day, many of his fans show their support with tattoos, just not of his face.
I haven't seen a facial one. Car number, championship trophies, the car itself. People come after me and I'll sign my autograph, and then they'll leave from there and go to the parlor and have it put on. And they'll point it out that, hey, make sure you do a good autograph here because this is going to be permanent. And it triggers for me, and I'm like, wow, okay.
Jimmy and the rest of the field get back on track Thursday night in the Can-Am Duel to set the starting grid for Sunday's Daytona 500. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back. Welcome to hour number three of the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Just a reminder, if you're a 1600 AM listener, you've only got about 25 minutes with us this evening before the Iowa State women hit the airwaves. Iowa State women's basketball coming your way tonight. Texas Tech, right? Is that? I had it. I know Kyle mentioned it, and I had it in front of me, and you should probably double-check these things before opening your mouth. It's the way to go about things, but you can catch the remaining 25, 30 minutes of the show tonight on 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Cedar Rapids if you're so inclined as a 1600 AM listener. We've got a poll question for you today, kgymradio.com. What's the best thing to give your significant other on Valentine's Day? It is Valentine's Day, just in case you forgot. And if you are headed home tonight, maybe you can still dip into the gas station and pick up something last minute. TCU tonight. Thank you very much, Kyle, reminding me that it's the Horned Frogs. Right state? Didn't I have the right state? Texas Tech, TCU.
You did have the correct state.
I was bumming around home yesterday. I had my TCU baseball shirt on. So
how'd you get one of those?
I have a friend, I guess, acquaintance.
You have a guy?
See, I name drop, but the names that I drop are like D-list names. But one of the former Colonel's managers is a friend of mine, and he's on the coaching staff at TCU. So I follow college baseball. I try to follow college baseball beyond just the Iowa Hawkeyes, and that
it's
extends
a blue
to
blood baseball
TCU
program.
TCU is very good, yeah.
You're wondering.
So we were having a conversation earlier today, and I know Tyler and I have done a show on this in the past, but we were having a conversation about whether or not you can be a fan of more than one team. And we were discussing it specifically as it relates to baseball, because that's the season that is upon us. I know Tyler and I did that show, and I know it's an old topic, but every once in a while it comes around again. That's a sort of an example. Like, because I try to be as impartial as possible and as objective as possible, and sometimes I think I'm a little harder on Iowa than maybe they deserve, just because I'm trying to show my bona fides for the Iowa State and the UNI people out there. Part of me also acknowledges that I also have no qualms about being hard on anybody, let alone myself. But how I get around sometimes wearing my Iowa gear in public if anybody catches me, it's usually Iowa baseball gear. And so then I can hide like the coward that I am behind the fact that Iowa State and UNI do not have baseball programs. And I, as a baseball fan, can support one school and not feel bad about it. I am a coward, though. If that, when it comes to owning up to, I mean, that's pretty low on the things that you need to be a coward about. But there I am, just cowering behind the fact, well, UNI and Iowa State, they don't have baseball. TCU does, and they're very good at it, and college baseball is underway. Mentioned the Big Ten with the preseason accolades today. Iowa, not picked to win the league, but they weren't picked to finish the league last year when they went and won the tournament. Robert Neustrom, though, pretty much everybody's preseason Big Ten player of the year. I know Rutgers has a really good player that is the top draft prospect out of the Big Ten. Neustrom was listed number two by Baseball America. So softball season's underway. Baseball season is here on the college side of things. And baseball season's here for Major League Baseball as well. We mentioned that free agent camp that is going on in Florida.
Is LeVar Ball running it?
He is not.
Okay.
Steve Alford, by the way, was on Fox Sports Radio earlier today talking about LeVar Ball and not falling for this, but the tease on Twitter was, you may be surprised at what he has to say about LeVar Ball, and I'm not ever surprised about anything that comes out of Steve Alford's
mouth. So he said something that was politically correct and no,
my guess
didn't
is,
cross the line. That's...
My guess is he probably gives LeVar Ball the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And doesn't say anything negative. Now, did you guys touch on LeVar yesterday?
We did.
And he says, that his son's not going to remain with the Lakers unless they sign the other two. Well, they can all go to Lithuania. Where is Lithuania in the Winter Olympics standings? Or did you just have
they're not high.
You just had the top three medal-winning countries in front of you.
I even have to check to see if they have any athletes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess that they have a small but dedicated pool of Lithuanian Winter Olympians. Probably...
They have not won a medal.
But they are participating in the games.
Yes, they have 9 total athletes.
Okay, good for them.
Alpine skiing.
Okay.
Biathlon,
skiing and shooting.
Skiing and shooting, and then the cross-country skiing.
Yeah, I feel... Yeah.
5 men, 4 women.
Okay. It's a diverse group.
All yes. Right.
I could upset the text line and say that I'm now going to watch the Winter Olympics to root for Lithuania, since I'm not rooting. It's not that I'm not rooting for the United States.
Where is your country pride, Todd?
I don't. That's a store brand, isn't it? Country Pride. Don't they make bread and canned vegetables and everything? I think the grocery store in DeWitt used to sell Country Pride items. Here's where my pride is. KGYM.
Well, I've got good news for you, Todd.
Did we just pick up a medal? And I say we,
no,
the Lithuanians?
But you can watch the Lithuanians in primetime tonight as there will be 2 Lithuanians, 1 man, 1 woman,
It's
competing in each of the slalom events.
It's Wednesday. Wednesday's usually baskets on FX. That's my TV viewing for the night. So, sorry. Sorry, Lithuania. What was the event?
Both men's and women's slalom.
Giant slalom.
And you can see the defending gold medalist in the event, Michaela Schifrin, who is one of the American superstars in the games.
Can you really be a superstar Winter Olympian?
Yes,
and I know
yes,
Sean White's a superstar, but superstar, okay. We're not talking about LeBron or anything.
If you are good enough to elevate your sport to the point, one of those sports to the point where people actually watch it, like Sean White, I think we can consider him up there. And I think Schifrin's getting close. Maybe Chloe Kim will do that. She's only 17. She's already won a gold.
So here's the deal, folks. Iowa and Michigan are playing a basketball game right now at Chrysler Arena. We probably owe you an update. It's not looking good for the Hawkeyes. They're down.
Weren't they up 7-0?
They were up 7-0. That was a million years ago. It's 37-24 I believe they are headed to the locker room.
They are. And I'm going to give away some secrets. I'm going to put you, throw you under the bus here, Todd.
Uh-oh, secrets.
But when we were at a break, it was tied, I think, at 14. And you looked at me and said, you know what? I think this could be a game where Iowa covers.
Yeah, we were talking about that Lysico tweet earlier tonight about the sharp money was on Iowa plus 11 and the public was backing Michigan. Right now, the Wolverines are covering the number in Las Vegas.
And they still have a half to play.
Anything can happen in 20 minutes of basketball, but having watched most of Iowa's games this year, I think I know what that anything is. 319-366-1600. You're going to want to pick up the phone and give us a call at that number right now, because we're going to take the first two callers to play the 6 o'clock showdown tonight on the line, something that no true Hawkeye fan wants to go without, a $30 gift certificate to the Field House, located right here in Cedar Rapids on First Avenue. Think about using that for a quick lunch. Maybe you stop in for a happy hour. $2 domestic pints, well drinks, $2.50 domestic bottles, $3 craft beer pints. That's a heck of a happy hour. And I'm doing the math. $30 can go a long way. We've got 7 questions. You'll have 60 seconds. And if you can answer more questions than your opponent, you're going to be off to the Field House to spend that $30 gift certificate. You can even check out their specials online, fieldhousefirstav.com. That's Fieldhouse, the numeral 1, STAVE.com. We're going to step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the 6 o'clock showdown for you right here on KGYM. Back after this.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app, so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts, and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Napa Know-How.
Why get Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Napa for $5.49 a quart? Because that's a good price for high-performance oil. After all, nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, here's a raise for being average? So get the good stuff at a good price. Valvoline Full Synthetic, just $5.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/18.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
Alex, are you predicting a victory for you tonight? Is that what we were discussing earlier? You think questions are too easy?
I think that you're going to win.
Okay.
I think your questions are too hard.
Okay, well... We're inspiring a lot of confidence there for Wes in Iowa City. He's going to be answering Alex's questions, which I will be reading. And Don in Cedar Rapids has the questions that I've handed over to Alex. Special surprise in store for one of the contestants tonight, because it is February 14th. Gentlemen, welcome to the 6 o'clock showdown. On the line tonight, a $30 gift certificate to the Field House in Cedar Rapids. If you're not familiar, 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass, and we'll move on. And if there's time left at the end, we can circle back around to it. Alex, I'm going to go ahead and give you and Don the honors tonight. So, Wes, hang tight. You guys make the decision.
Don, do you want the ball first, or do you want to defer?
I got faith in you.
All right.
Let's go for it.
All right, you want to go first? All right, let's do this. Sure. All right, your 60 seconds will begin in a second. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. We'll come back to it. We'll start right now. This former MLB manager is now the athletic director at Sacred Heart University.
Pass.
This actor and comedian was denied access to the podium following the Eagles' Super Bowl victory.
Don't know.
Which college basketball official is nicknamed TV Teddy?
Teddy, one that gave Fran the T.
Close.
We'll come back to it. This pro golfer's 21 tour victories include the 1997 PGA Championship.
Tiger Woods.
In what year did Ellis Valentine win a gold glove with the Expos? Multiple choice, 1977, 78, 79, or 80?
78.
This former NBA MVP reportedly cleared waivers Monday and became a free agent.
Say it again, please.
This former NBA MVP cleared waivers on Monday and became a free agent.
Don't know.
All right. Well, we've set the bar at 1. Wes, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
You think we can clear that bar and win the gold medal?
I guess we'll wait and see.
I like the optimism. Okay, here we go. Shaun White won a milestone gold medal for the United States yesterday with his win in the men's half pipe. How many gold medals has the U.S. now won all time in the Winter Olympics?
16.
Which Big Ten men's basketball team is ranked number 1 in the coaches' poll this week?
Purdue.
The USA men's hockey team took on Slovenia in the first game of the Olympics. Did they win or lose?
They lost in overtime.
That's correct. Which city's application for an expansion NHL team was received by the league yesterday?
Pass.
UNI, Iowa State, or Iowa, which team has the most conference wins so far this year?
UNI.
Which former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback will be participating in a spring developmental football leagues in the hope of relaunching his NFL comeback?
Johnny Manziel.
Which quarterback did yesterday's guest Ben Albright project the Browns drafting with the number 1 overall pick?
Pass.
Yeah, it's 3-1, so we did take home the gold. Don, thank you for playing tonight.
Don, those were tough.
I wish we had a Okay, give them to me, and I will give them the sell that they deserve here. But Wes, we're going to put you on hold, and you're going to be off to the field house. Enjoy the happy hour specials, including those $3 craft beer pints for happy hour.
I wonder if he would have caught on to what you were doing there, if it would have been a little bit easier, because those were all Valentine's Day related.
The former MLB manager, who is now the athletic director at Sacred Heart University, is
Bobby Valentine.
Kevin Hart was the actor-comedian who was denied access to the podium. Are you folks catching on at home? The college basketball official, nicknamed TV Teddy, I wanted to give him half credit here because he did give Fran a he's given everybody a technical. Ted Valentine, the pro golfer. If they're listening at the bowling alley, Scott Unash was screaming at the radio. This pro golfer's 21 tour victories include the 1997 PGA Championship. That would be Davis Love III. He got the Ellis Valentine multiple choice question. The former NBA MVP that cleared waivers, Derrick Rose. And we didn't even get to number 7. It was the piece de resistance of the questions. What is the nickname of former pro wrestler Greg Valentine? That would be Greg the Hammer Valentine.
All right, Shaun White won a milestone gold medal for the U.S. yesterday. They now have 100 gold medals all time in Winter Olympics.
All time.
Michigan State is ranked number 1 in this week's coaches poll. He got the U.S. men's hockey team right. Seattle's application for an expansion NHL team was received by the league yesterday. And the Ben Albright, who joined us from Mile High Sports Radio, thinks that the Browns will take USC quarterback Sam Darnold with the number one overall pick.
What was his reasoning behind that? I was obviously out yesterday for those who listened to the show. What was his logic?
He just thinks that they need to go quarterback, and Sam Darnold is the best available quarterback. They have the pick at number four, and if they pass on another quarterback, if they pass on him at number one, he will not be available at number four. And he also agreed with Dan Shunka, who joins the gym class every once in a while, from Arled Scouting Service, that Josh Allen, the quarterback for Wyoming who came through Kinnick Stadium this year, is wildly overrated. That's just his opinion.
I know what people see in Josh Allen, because I was there at Kinnick Stadium and I saw the physique, the build. And I also remember leaving an Insight Bowl several years ago after Iowa beat Missouri.
Oh, yes.
Seeing Blaine Gabbert. I walked beside Blaine Gabbert as he was coming off the field. We could not have been any farther apart than 5 feet. And I remember looking at him and thinking, that is, if you handed me a pen and a paper and said, draw a quarterback like one of your French girls, I would have drawn... I mean, he looked the part. And so Allen, when you see him, he looked the part. Now, he kind of threw his teammates under the bus this year and said, hey, I didn't have the weapons to surround me to make me look as good as I did last year. That could be true, but we'll see. These guys are going to go to the combine or their pro days or their private workouts and whatever it is that they do, and this is going to change 10, 20 times over, who's going to be the number one quarterback taken? I don't know. I saw Baker Mayfield on another mock draft. I think it was either CBS or ESPN. I think CBS had Baker Mayfield going number one.
That seems pretty ridiculous to me as well, but I don't know if I would draft any of them number one. I'm not sold on any of them. I'm not sold on Sam Darnold. I think Josh Rosen is probably the best overall talent of all of them. But like you said, it's going to change so many times. And Ben Albright also not convinced. He said that he thinks it would be ludicrous for somebody to draft Saquon Barkley number one.
Now, is DJ Duker, is he sampling any ludicrous tracks on the gym class? That's not part
of
the giveaway.
Not as of now,
okay.
But I'm sure we could throw that in. if anybody wants to book an outing with DJ Duker, you can just email me.
Throw everybody
Alex
off
at KGYMradio.com.
Slip in a ludicrous lyric and give them the choice. Is it Ja Rule, T-Pain, or Mike Jones? And see if anybody says, no, man, that's ludicrous.
That's ludicrous.
Well, actually, yes, the entire idea behind the premises is ludicrous. You are the grand prize winner. 319-366-1600.
Backstage meet and greet. No, they don't give
away that. Ludacris not coming to the U.S. Cellular Center anytime soon. Ja Rule, T-Pain, and Mike Jones are coming to the U.S. Cellular Center this summer, and you can win tickets by listening to the gym class all week long. Here's a stat. I know we took a break early for the 6 o'clock showdown, so Kyle's going to come in here with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update shortly. Here's a stat from Chrysler Arena that pretty much accurately sums up the first 20 minutes of tonight's Iowa basketball game. The Hawkeyes started 5 of 5 from the field. They finished the half 6 of 21 and down 13 points, having turned the ball over 12 times. Silence speaks volumes. So they start 5 of 5. They run out 7-0 lead. They finish the half 6 of 21, down 13 with 12 turnovers. Well, man, they're just young. Come on. 319-366-1600. I get that. Look, they're out of excuses at this point. If you are still, they used to, back in the days of Candlestick Park, the former home of the San Francisco Giants. If you stayed through an early season night game, they used to give you a pin. And I wish I remembered what the pin was called, but the conditions there were absolutely miserable. It was, the wind was blowing in off the bay. God awful. You deserve some sort of pin or priority seating points from the university if you are still with this team all the way through the conclusion of the season, because I can't remember an Iowa basketball season that's been this frustrating. There have been bad Iowa, and you knew they were going to be bad, so it wasn't quite that frustrating. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are saying, oh, this has been bad before. I forgot all about the Iowa State. We need to break.
We do.
Okay. Dang it. Yeah. Sometimes I'm decent at this, sometimes I'm not. Back with more of the Todd Brawley Camp Show after this.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
When hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Using the site saves me a lot of time. It makes my job so much easier.
Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
We now leave regular ESPN programming to bring you this live sports presentation on 1600 ESPN Radio.
And a second guard, Amber Ramirez, a 5'.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Napa Know How.
Why get Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Napa for $5.49 a quart? Because that's a good price for high-performance oil. After all, nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, here's a raise for being average? So get the good stuff at a good price. Valvoline Full Synthetic, just $5.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/18.
All right, 6:32, the discombobulation there, completely my fault, but welcome back in on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. The Todd Brawley Camp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on till 7 o'clock tonight here on KGYM, 1600 AM, currently bringing you the Iowa State women as they are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to take on the TCU Horned Frogs, the Lady Frogs, I believe. I can never keep up with, and I've said this a million times, I'm so glad that Iowa is just the Hawkeyes, because a Hawkeye is a Hawkeye. A Horned Frog is a Horned Frog. I don't get the whole, you got to put the lady part in front of it.
I don't understand that either.
Some programs take that really seriously. Tennessee was one of them. They dropped the Lady Vols. They went by the Volunteers for a while, and their fans just went absolutely crazy. But if they are the Lady Horned Frogs or the Lady Frogs or whatever they are, Lady Bugs was a really good movie with Rodney Dangerfield. I remember watching that a million times when I was growing up. Anyway, we've switched over on 1600 AM. That was all my fault. I said we were going to bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update because we had taken a break early, and then we didn't. We're going to bring that to you right now. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs. Here's Kyle.
The Iowa men have lost four of their last five, and they're on the road tonight with their third consecutive ranked opponent, number 22, Michigan. It was an early tip time, so they're already underway, and Iowa once led 7-0, but after the game was tied at 14, Michigan outscored Iowa 23-10 for a 37-24 halftime lead. The Hawkeyes had shot a higher percentage, but Michigan hit seven threes in the first half, and Iowa turned the ball over 12 times. Preseason baseball honors continue to be announced, and today the Big Ten named Iowa senior Tyler Cropley and juniors Zach Daniels and Robert Neustrom to the conference's honors list. The coaches also selected the Hawkeyes to finish sixth in the conference standings. Iowa State lost to 13th-ranked Kansas last night in Hilton Coliseum, 83-77. The Cyclones cut a 12-point deficit to only 4 with 20 seconds left, but were unable to seal the deal. Cameron Lard continued his strong play with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Zoran Talley had his best game of the season with 15, and Nick Weiler-Babb returned from injury to turn in 15 points, 8 boards, and 5 assists in limited minutes. UNI continued its struggle scoring the ball, scoring just 47 points on 27% shooting. But here's a plot twist. That was actually good enough to get the win over Evansville, 47-41. Lost in the disappointing season is that the Panthers boast the MVC's best scoring defense, and they held Evansville to its lowest scoring output of conference play. And beginning at 6:30, we're on our North and South Gym FM frequencies exclusively. That's now already, because we've got the Iowa State women on the road at TCU, and you'll be able to hear that on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
That's all right. I was off by an entire 60 minutes during the Gary Rima segment. It happens to the best of us. Mark Schlabaugh at ESPN is reporting that sources tell ESPN that as many as three dozen Division I basketball programs could face NCAA penalties once the evidence of the FBI probe that hit programs like Auburn becomes public. And this is a pretty fascinating quote here, and you can read into it any way that you want. But the quote from the piece is, "It's not the mid-major programs who are trying to buy players to get to the top. It's the teams that are already there." Three dozen. That's
so 30, presumably
that's 36 teams.
Presumably the top 30 to 40 teams in the country.
For the most, well, yeah, that's a good way to look at it, because if you're already at the top, you could be a non-Power 5. There are several non-Power 5 teams that are really good at men's basketball. So I don't want to say Power 5 and limit it to just five conferences, but this is perhaps just the tip of the iceberg here. 36 teams is a lot.
And it has to be teams that recruit nationally, that bring in 4- and 5-star recruits that are asking for this type of money, and this type of behavior has gone on. And I just wonder if any of these findings are going to come down before March Madness, because I thought that the entire investigation was going to cast a very dark cloud over the college basketball season. And to this point, what we found out in the offseason is pretty much all we know right now. But if this explodes in the middle of March Madness, it's not going to be good for college basketball.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. What about the timing of these revelations if it comes out any further? Now, this is no surprise here, but the Adidas executives that are wrapped up in this are saying, there's nothing to this. They are lobbying to get the charges dropped.
A nothing burger.
It's a big, fat nothing burger. Yeah, I don't know. But that, to me, I got to think that there's a number of Division I assistant coaches and head coaches and athletic directors that are probably pretty nervous that that is out there publicly now. Even if there's not a ton of merit to that particular quote. And that's not Mark Schlabaugh that was quoted as saying that. That was the president and founder of ASM Sports in New Jersey, I believe, is credited with that quote. But here's a paragraph from the story. The sources told ESPN that many of the alleged incidents involved illegal cash payments to prospects and their families, as well as players and their families receiving tens of thousands of dollars from agents while they were still playing in college. In some cases, according to these sources, NCAA head coaches were aware of the payments, while others didn't have knowledge of the schemes. This is kind of interesting timing, because next week on the show, we're going to be talking to former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon, who many people will recognize the name Ed O'Bannon if you're younger You probably blame him for killing the EA
yes.
video game franchise for the NCAA football and basketball video games.
I do. Yes, I do.
If you're a little bit older, you recognize Ed O'Bannon as a really good college basketball player from Ben Howland's UCLA teams. He's going to be on the program with us next week.
Excited
he's got
about
a,
that one.
He's got a new book out about his case against the NCAA, and I'm looking forward to the book is sitting on my desk. I haven't had a chance to read much of it yet because I'm in preseason baseball mode, and that Ed O'Bannon interview is I treat mini interviews like I used to treat papers in college. I get around to preparing for them at about 1 o'clock in the morning, the night before the interview. I better read this and flip through. Were you a procrastinator?
Yes, I was. I wasn't to the point where, well, every once in a while, it would have to be an extreme circumstance where I had to wake up early in the morning to get something done. But night before was a very common occurrence for me as far as finishing a paper was concerned. Yes, long story short. Not so much with this job. I'm really out in front of things here. You know, I like to stay on top of things and be prepared. And that is, I know a lot of people think I'm lying about that, as do you.
No, I cast no aspersions on you at all. I've always been, and any procrastinator will tell you this, it's sort of our motto, we do our best work under the gun.
Yeah.
I got to be under pressure, man. That's when I do my best work. It's also when I commit my most typos, when I have the most facts wrong, and everybody who listens to this program on a regular basis is thinking, yeah, it pretty much sounds like him.
I used to live by the motto, why do something today when you can put it off until tomorrow?
Yeah, that's not going to get you very far.
I don't live by that anymore. I had to change that motto.
319-366-1600, Hertine and Stocker text line. By the way, since you called me out earlier, I'm just going to mention here, 45-32, 13-point Michigan
hanging
lead.
Hanging around,
and Iowa could get that cover at plus 11.
Still 15 minutes to go.
Now you say, hey, I'm going to throw you under the bus. You said Iowa might cover tonight.
Usually about the eight-minute mark is when the layup line starts to come for the other team. To Iowa's credit, that hasn't happened yet.
The layup line. Well, Michigan, and we talked about this with Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com in the first hour. If anybody wants to revisit the podcast, it'll be available at kgumradio.com. Matchup-wise, this is a John Beilein team. They're gonna shoot you out of the building from beyond the arc. That's usually what they do. Now, other teams, yeah, form the layup line.
Or
Michigan, you worry about the shooters.
Or in Rutgers and Penn State's case, the slam dunk competition.
I'm sorry, it's really difficult to sit here, and I keep catching myself, and this is the second time that I've done it. If you've listened to the program 15 minutes ago or something, and we were making reference to the biathlon and
Lithuania.
Lithuania and the biathlon and skiing and shooting and then shooting there, and something absolutely horrendous happened in the state of Florida earlier today, and I find myself falling into this trap all the time of I and this is me personally here, I have a very difficult time doing this job when something like that happens. There was a school shooting in Florida. Not that this is germane to anything, but it happens to be the high school that Anthony Rizzo, the first baseman of the Chicago Cubs, attended, his high school alma mater. I think anywhere between 14 and 17 people are dead from the shooting. I have a really difficult time focusing on sports and doing this show, and it takes me back to Sandy Hook, and it takes me all the way back to a time when this stuff wasn't normal. And unfortunately, it's all too normal now. I'm talking on Twitter earlier. Is that what you do on Twitter? You talk? I responded
you
to
were
somebody
interacting
on Twitter earlier today. Columbine, which is sort of this benchmark event in American history because it was so unique at the time. I can see it like it was yesterday. It was a Tuesday night. We left class. The airliner in Iowa City does half price pizza night. Yep. At least they used to.
They still do.
And we left. We had class at Phillips Hall, and we went to the airliner. It was something that we did every year, freshman year. They at Iowa courses in common where you take like four or five of the same classes with everybody, yep, so that it helps you assimilate and you get to know people and everything. There was four or five of us from this courses in common group, and every Tuesday we would go and get half price pizza at the airliner. And when you all pooled your money, poor college students. And I remember sitting there, and I remember watching the TV coverage, April 19th, 1999.
Was it the 19th or the 20th?
The 20th.
I think it was the 20th.
Waco was April 19th. Bad things happen around my birthday, which is the 18th. And I remember sitting there watching it on TV and thinking, my God, this is just absolutely crazy. And to this day, and then it came back to me today, and it dawned on me that I remember everything about that day, watching the news coverage. And a week from now, I'm not going to remember much about today. And I couldn't tell you much about five and a half years ago when Sandy Hook took place, and I couldn't tell you much about any of the other. And this is nothing political. I want to be really clear about that. At this point, that ship has sailed. Nothing is ever going to change. Guns are guns. They're out there. This is not a red, white, red, blue Republican, Democrat thing. It's sort of waving the white flag on some of this stuff, which is really terrible. The point is, I just find it really hard sometimes to do this show when there is crappy stuff going on in the world. Now, that being said, how do you balance it with the people who are also tired of the crappy things that are going on in the world, and they want a distraction? And then they happen to tune in at this exact moment, and I'm addressing it. And it's not something that I tried all day long to tamp it down into this little box and not go there. But you just, the terminology sometimes that you use on a sports program, and like talking about the Winter Olympics and rifles, and you're talking about shooting, and I don't know. I'm doing the show. We're almost to the finish line. And my heart goes out to Chris Hassel, who was formerly on ESPN. He's a Muscatine native, lives 5 miles away from this school. I had somebody else on Twitter earlier today that used to live right down the street from this school. And if it happens there, it was reportedly a student who was expelled, who had an AR-15. I don't even know what an AR-15 is. If he asked me to draw a picture, I couldn't. I struggle with stuff like this from time to time because I think if it happens in Florida, it can happen pretty much anywhere. And then my mind goes to my son, who's only 19 months old. And the world is a terrible, terrible place sometimes. So I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to walk in the door, and I'm going to pick my son up, and I am going to hug him and hold him tight. And I'm going to forget all about much of what I just talked about. But I felt the need to address that. And like I said, nothing is ever going to change, which I think is the most disheartening thing about this, because anytime you talk about changing something, people on both sides just dig their heels in any further. And I know I talk about this all the time in 2018. It's where we're at. And what really is tough for me as an individual who has a lot of empathy for other people going on in the world, what's really tough for me is that every day I wake up and I get out of bed and I feel myself giving up just a little bit more, yep, because stuff like this continues to happen. And you just, at some point, you throw in the towel and you go, nothing's going to change. Orlando, Aurora, Columbine. I mean, you can just run down the list. And, okay, yeah, I remember that. I don't know. There we go. That's a damper on the Valentine's edition of the program, but I've tried for 2.5 hours to push that down. And I think when something big happens in the world, you're almost doing a disservice to some of your listeners, many of your listeners, I would say the majority of the listeners, by not addressing it.
You have to address it.
And because there's somebody out there who's driving in their car and they're sitting at their desk and they're thinking, these guys are oblivious to what's going on in the world because this horrible thing happened today and they're talking about a meaningless basketball game in Ann Arbor. For those of you that escape into meaningless sports, we're going to get back to that very shortly here.
You know, Ty, we have the text line, 319-366-1600, and whatever we talk about is going to be polarizing to somebody. Somebody's going to like it. Somebody's not going to like it. And we have to live with that. But in issues like this, when something happens around the world, I think that what you just did and what we try to do is what's the right thing to do? What is the right thing to talk about? Must this be addressed? And if the answer is vehemently yes, then we have to do it no matter how much it makes the talk sports crowd uncomfortable, and that's what we'll continue to do.
We will talk sports when we come back because Iowa and Michigan are playing a game, and I'm invested in this because I opened my mouth and I said I think Iowa can cover the 11 tonight. So
still hanging on to hope.
They are right now. It's 49-40 with 11.5 minutes to go. But if you've seen this team play this year, you know that 60 seconds, 8 minutes, 11 minutes, it's an eternity with this team. But they've looked good, they've looked bad, and that's pretty much the season in a nutshell. 6:50, quick timeout, final timeout of the night. You're listening to us on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 1600 AM right now has Iowa State women's basketball. The Twister Sisters taking on TCU in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Back with more after this.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Napa Know How.
Why get Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Napa for $5.49 a quart? Because that's a good price for high-performance oil. After all, nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, here's a raise for being average? So get the good stuff at a good price. Valvoline Full Synthetic, just $5.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/18.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Champions from a year ago meet to close the boys' NBC regular season this Thursday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunn and me Thursday night at 7:30 on all three frequencies as 4A number 3 Iowa City West takes on 3A number 1 Xavier. The Trojans and Saints are both looking to get on a run to start their bid to repeat their titles in Des Moines in March. That's Boys MVC Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union. 4A number 3 Iowa City West at 3A number 1 Cedar Rapids Xavier. Thursday night at 7:30 on KGYM.
6:53, welcome back in. And they know, man, they know in Las Vegas that it blows me away every single game I watch. More often than not, Iowa and Michigan have been teetering back and forth on this 11, and then the Wolverines hit a pretty big three there, and it looks like it could bust things open. And now I'm suddenly not very confident about my prediction, and suddenly very confident in knowing I no longer waste my money gambling, because it ruins sporting events, especially for teams that you have an interest in. I just, you can't put money on anything and then sit there and enjoy it.
No. And it's interesting because people will ask me all the time, what do you think about this Iowa game? Or what do you think about this Iowa State game?
Do you find
what do you think about this Memphis game is the worst one? I'm not commenting.
As somebody who hasn't been in this as long as I have, I'm curious how often you get that, because in this business, it a lot of people come at you from that angle. What do you think about this? Like, give me a little inside information here.
I don't get it a ton, but I get it every once in a while, and I just have to say, I don't do that unless I have a really big hunch, or I say, I think Iowa's going to keep it within 10 at Michigan State and really feel it. I'm not going to give betting advice to people. I was really sure that they were not going to cover, or they were not going to keep it within 11 tonight.
Well,
I was pretty sure about that.
They either are or they aren't. And to give you an update on how things are going in Ann Arbor as the Hawkeyes take on a top 25 team in Michigan, Kyle's got your last Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
The Iowa men have lost 4 of their last 5, and they're on the road again tonight with their third consecutive ranked opponent, number 22, Michigan. It was an early tip time, so they're already underway. The score was 49-40 just a few minutes ago, but it's now 58-42. The Hawkeyes are actually shooting a better percentage, but Michigan has made 11 threes, and Iowa's turned the ball over 14 times. Preseason baseball honors continue to be announced, and today the Big Ten named Iowa senior Tyler Cropley and juniors Zach Daniels and Robert Nystrom to the conference's honors list. The coaches also selected the Hawkeyes to finish 6th in the conference standings. Iowa State lost to 13th-ranked Kansas last night in the Hilton Coliseum, 83-77. The Cyclones cut a 12-point deficit to only 4 with 20 seconds left, but were unable to seal the deal. Cameron Lard continued his strong play with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Zoran Talley had his best game of the season with 15. And Nick Weiler-Babb returned from injury to turn in 15 points, 8 boards, and 5 assists in limited minutes. UNI continued its struggles scoring the ball, scoring just 47 points on 27% shooting. But that was actually good enough to get the win over Evansville, 47-41. Lost in this disappointing season is that the Panthers boast the MVC's best scoring defense, and they held Evansville to its lowest scoring output of conference play. We're currently finishing the show on our North and South Gym FM frequencies because we're also carrying the Iowa State women on the road at TCU. The Horned Frogs led 10-9 after the first quarter, and you can hear that on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
Duncan Robinson of Michigan averaging just over eight points a game and shooting 36% from beyond the arc. 6 of 8 from beyond the arc, 18 points for Michigan.
Is it D-U-N-K-I-N apostrophe? Duncan?
No, it's like Tim Duncan, okay. D-U-N-C-A-N.
That was a reference to the layup line earlier. Oh. Text line 2911. Remember, good teams win. Great teams cover. And that is actually going to cover it for a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann. We're going to step aside. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Thursday means would ya, and it means another chance for you to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse in Cedar Rapids. Hope you'll join us.